Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, letters, hokey pokey, and breast implants. They're coming up in just a minute.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
I'm your host, Megan Klingenberg. And after interviewing so many dudes during this Men's World Cup, I'm so happy to be back with my U.S. Women's National Team players.
I know the U.S. Men's National Team has changed how I think about myself, how I think about being an American, how I think about being on a team.
It's 1 year out from that World Cup, and we're going to talk about the brightest prospects in U.S. soccer. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
So this is brand new, so it's gonna have some rough edges somewhere.
Okay.
Cheap robber woman. Lord, I'm coming on to you. In a package she's waiting. Soon I'll be inflating both her arms. Mailman came today. It's my first chance to see you. Please don't be shy. Wanted you to know that my paying days are over, and I'll put away my raincoat and stop flashing at the mall. Cheap robber woman. Y'all join in now. Lord, I'm coming home to you. Cheap robber woman. In a package she's waiting. Soon I'll be inflating both her arms. That's all we got worked up on.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have some letters here. If you'd like to reach us, you can do so, bobandtom@bobandtom.com. Yesterday, we did our Today in History segment, and the name Rockefeller came up because, oddly enough, it was the birthday of John D. Rockefeller, born in 1839, the founder of Standard Oil. And at
rich
one,
dude.
At one point, I think he was considered to be the richest person on earth.
Yeah.
And then his grandson, Nelson Rockefeller. Famous politician. And he was vice president. I want to say he was vice president under Gerald Ford in that kind of weird post-Nixon era.
And there was a time that all stand-up comedians had to do a Nelson Rockefeller impersonation to get on stage, actually.
Yeah,
that's a wild time.
Just before the Jack Nicholson era?
Yeah, just before holding your hair back. Doing Nicholson.
And then that was before the... let's see, who was next?
Hannibal Lecter was big for a while there.
Yeah, oh, Hannibal Lecter. Yes, Clarice. Yeah.
Now, Rockefeller served from 74 to 77 under Ford. He died in 79.
Well, so Nelson Rockefeller, it was also his birthday many years in 1908. So, but the reason it came up is that Nelson Rockefeller famously died under sort of odd circumstances at the age of 70 with his aide, a young Meghan Marshak.
Meghan Marshak. Dead body.
And she never...
dead.
There were a lot of jokes about how long did it take her to dress a dead guy. She was just
putting in some overtime, Tom. You don't know.
In any event, I got this letter from... Mr. Lennon in Piedmont, South Carolina, in golf. A Rockefeller in golf is a pup that dies in the hole.
Oh.
So for those of you of a certain age, that's one of the classic golf slang terms.
So every shot that goes in the hole is a Rockefeller.
His death was quite... Apparently, that happened in the late evening with Megan Marshak. She called her friend, who was a news reporter, to the townhouse. Oh, yeah. They didn't call for an ambulance until approximately 1 hour later.
Well, again, how long does it take two young ladies to dress a dead guy?
They had to get the leather off of him, and then
they got the smile off his face
and put the animals back in the barn.
Wow. Right? Yeah.
Okay.
That gimp mask could not really stick.
You got to help me.
Now I know you play golf a little bit, Chrissy. You've got your mulligan and you've got your Rockefeller.
Yep.
A lot of great slang terms in the world of golf. You got a letter over there, Chick McGee?
Dear Bob and Tom Show, this is from Jackie. Jackie in Nebraska, J-A-C-K-I, so I'm guessing a female Jackie. I don't want to bother you guys, but did Tom wear Kelly's underwear on this vacation?
A fair question. No,
did that not start before, I think, did it?
I did take my linen... Trousers. Beach pants.
Your beach pants. Your cabana wear.
And as you may know, on my prior trip, I had my traditional black underwear, and I had to wear Kelly's underwear so they didn't show through.
Yeah.
No, I purchased, I went online and purchased a pair of my flesh tone jockeys.
Your flesh tone.
You mean white?
That's very funny, Chris. You know, they're a kind of a beige.
Parchment, ecru, ivory.
A little bit of color.
Eggshell.
Eggshell.
Yes.
Cream.
That certainly is a fair question.
Do dark-haired people, when they have dark pubic hair, when they wear linen, will it show? I bet it does, right?
Yeah. They didn't wear underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even a linen shirt, you'll see the chest hair, so you must.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
A lot of linen pants are lined, though, especially the white ones.
What is the purpose of linen? I kind of got into linen a little bit, but
it
props up the ironing industry.
Yes, I think it does.
You just wear it wrinkled.
You just look at it, and it wrinkles.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then you're told, oh, no, it looks good with a little wrinkling. No, it's still wrinkled. Yeah, I don't know.
It breathes.
It's very nice. Certainly a fair question, and thank you for asking. You know, I bought two pair of
underwear.
Yeah, I'm only going to wear them with
the linen pants.
Yeah,
why don't you wear your linen pants in here one day for us?
Yeah, let us see
as
them.
A treat.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Do a beach wear day. We'll all do a beach wear
day. See if we can see
day.
The imprint of that hog.
Happy to help.
See the triangle of fun. See if we
now,
can see
yes,
that.
Oh, yes. Okay, yesterday we had a very odd story about breast implants. Mm-hmm. The essence of the story, as I remember, in Russia, breast implants have become much less popular. And apparently women are selling the...
Used ones.
What are they? What do you call them? The bags, whatever they're called.
Breast implants, yeah.
Fun bags.
No. But when they're
hammers,
when they're removed,
I think those are called the implant.
The implant.
They're being sold on the black market. We found out that that's not legal in the United States to reuse them.
Mm-mm.
But what did you found out how much a fake boob cost?
Yeah, wasn't it like $1,200 for the set?
Well, no, I've got $1,800 to $2,500. I thought,
Without the installation.
Yeah, without the installation.
Because it's like buying a car. You got to get ready.
Yeah.
And the undercoating. Yeah.
A good installer for that.
I certainly don't have. If that's what your thing is, ladies and gents, whatever you want to do is okay with me. I understand that plastic surgery can be very helpful.
Like a little lift.
Yeah, whatever it might be. You just don't go too far, ladies. Again, I can only imagine being a plastic surgeon. You've got the guy in there with his girlfriend. The guy's going, go up. No, honey, get go. You want to go a little bit bigger.
Oh, this guy's back. I love it.
Yeah, get him bigger. That's what I like.
But we found out that there's a very large market for them in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
That you buy them used, and I guess then you go to a qualified surgeon to stick them in if that's your thing. Anyway,
stick them in.
The place, but I'm sure it's very tricky. I'm not trying to belittle the skill set of it.
This is Tom saying something about something.
Yeah, give it the big ones.
All right.
This comes to us from Charleston, South Carolina. Patrick writes, I heard you guys talking about breast implants. We happen to have an unusual breast implant in our freezer. I'm sorry, excuse me. We happen to have an unused breast implant in our freezer.
Okay.
We use it as an ice pack when the kids need one. It's perfect because it never totally freezes.
Really?
That's really interesting.
Now, why does it never, the saline doesn't freeze?
whatever it's made of. You know, yeah. I mean, think about it, chick. If you had fake boobs, if you were skiing all day, it'd freeze if it was water in there.
Well, I mean, ideally, you're covered, though. You're not going to.
No, but I think in general, I don't know anything about the chemistry of this, but.
Well, maybe they're silicone and silicone doesn't freeze. Maybe that's.
Maybe. Usually the only boobs that would freeze would be a witch's.
Yeah, that's true. And most often when they used to make bras out of tin.
Yeah. Which never really made sense because witches' boobs are dangling over a bowling cauldron a lot of the time.
Yes. Yeah. You think they'd be nice and warm.
Right.
Steam. I love it when we apply logic and scientific logic. And in the world of physics, this witch thing is completely fraudulent. Really? You're kidding me. So that's really kind of cool to know.
I wonder why they have an extra one. I don't want to know.
Bob didn't tell us that.
Bob had one lying around here for the longest time.
Somebody sent us a pair a long time ago.
He called it his stress bag or whatever.
I guess if people work in the business, they probably...
You could probably get samples.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could get one sent here. I mean, we have the erection.
No, that's okay.
The erection.
You have to be close. I have an Elvira mouse pad and she has two big boobs.
Oh, yeah. Give that a squeeze, Tom.
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I've seen that.
But I actually... popped it.
You squeezed it so hard it popped?
It sort of came off.
So back to our letter from Patrick. Once again, they have the unused breast implant. They keep it in the freezer, so when the kids need an ice pack, it's because it has a certain flexibility.
Sure.
That it would conform to your, skull or whatever.
It's got to work great.
He goes, there's nothing funnier than hearing your four-year-old say, hey, Dad, can you get the boob?
The boob.
Wow. And he's P.S. We got it from a medical professional.
Oh, there you go.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Patrick. Thanks for listening. I was just in your town. Wait a minute. What is today? I was in your town Tuesday.
I'll be there Saturday. Look for me.
And I was in Charleston a few weeks ago, walking around downtown.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Went to a couple of my favorite stores that are your favorites as well, Chick.
That's right.
Second Sunday in Charleston. Be there Sunday.
Okay. Now, let's see. I don't understand this. You'll have to help me here.
Okay.
We were talking about wedding songs.
We're here to help.
What are the songs that are played at weddings these days at the reception?
Yeah.
The ones that get people dancing.
That one. Okay.
The Hokey Pokey.
Not the romantic.
The Hokey Pokey is not one.
Are you kidding?
I've been to a lot of weddings lately. I don't recall.
Probably not as popular.
No.
As it once was.
No.
The Hokey Pokey, no.
I'm not saying it's never played. But it's very rare.
I don't want you to come in here Monday and go, they thought I was lying. No.
We have a letter.
So we got into this discussion because we were talking about the song YMCA, which I think is a great song.
No, it's not a great song. It's a great cheer.
Fun.
It's going to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it this way. If they have a Songwriters Hall of Fame, and I think they do.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
It
should be in there.
Well, it shouldn't be.
There are different types of songs.
Not a song. Yeah, and this is a bad one.
I mean, it's not in the sort of same musical sphere as Stairway to Heaven or L.A. Woman by the Doors or the Allman Brothers.
None of them.
Or 20 Cigarettes by Morgan Wallen, my new favorite song. Man. Love that song.
Oh, boy.
So could we get to our letter?
I would love to.
Spencer is kind enough to write, was it just a Cincinnati thing to do the so-called white line slide to White Lines by Grandmaster?
White Lines.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
Do-do-do-do-do.
White Lines.
It's about cocaine.
Oh. Okay.
Well, that makes sense.
You guys don't remember that song? We never did it at a... I've never heard it at a wedding, but I know the song.
Grandmaster Flash or something? Is that...
He says Grandmaster Mel?
Melly Mel.
Melly
yeah.
Mel. Yeah, Melly this Mel. Is out of my musical. Yeah. I'm sure it's a fine song. Probably should be in the Hall of Fame.
Probably.
I wouldn't put it in there, but...
He goes, also, Freestyle Don't Stop the Rock is a roller skating staple.
Freestyle, Don't Stop the Rock.
Christy was our roller skating.
Yeah, I love roller skating.
Well, I would like a comprehensive list of the go-to wedding songs. So if you're a wedding
DJ. Why would you want
that?
Because you're going to have problems with each and every entry.
No, I'm just saying.
That's exactly what. Well, this is no.
As someone,
Riders on the Storm by the Doors.
Played.
No, I used to DJ weddings.
Yes, yes, you did.
And that, and I can remember there were certain things you had to play.
Sure.
Do you remember what? What were they?
Hokey pokey, number one.
Number one, the hokey pokey.
I have been to a wedding where they've played the hokey pokey, but I was a kid.
Yeah.
But,
and what's the one? Ba-ba-bum-bum-bum-bum.
The conga thing?
Yeah, conga thing. I forget what the names of. That was that. That's, you got to get people out on the floor. That always did it.
You know what? I bet you turned that mother out, didn't you? Hey, I bet you did.
We can pull fat ass from the buffet if we get that conga thing going.
No,
in
no.
In the last 20 years,
she'll put down that cake.
You hear a lot of Friends in Low Places. You hear a lot of Brown Eyed Girl.
Scootin' Boogie song.
Besides the ones the Electric Slide and the Cupid Shuffle.
There you go.
Right.
How about the Curly Shuffle?
I have not heard that at a wedding.
Not at a wedding.
I'd love it. It would be played at mine. In fact,
right?
I might hire Jump in the Saddle to.
Oh,
are they still doing gigs?
We'll find them. Well, if they're
such a great song. You guys don't appreciate that great songs.
I love the Curly Shuffle.
That should be in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. The Curly Shuffle.
Oh, I have it right here.
Are you kidding me?
No, here it is.
Lucky for us.
The beauty.
Well, if we do it now, we don't have to do it when we come back.
Here we go.
Okay. Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo. Where are you? Yuck, 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 yuck. Money, money, money. Oh, I never miss a chance. We get up and dance. We do the Curly Shuffle.
Everybody sing. You see, what a great song.
The Curly Shuffle dance, though. Is there an actual?
You got to go up and
Josh is not doing it.
Oh yeah, that thing. Yeah,
it's much sexier than moonwalking.
Yeah, really.
And it's got the thing where you click your hands and. I used to love the thing where he'd get down on the ground and do that spin around thing.
Right, right.
That is just great.
That's just solid comedy.
It's some great art.
Sir.
It's better than.
How are we going to end this bit? Well, just have Curly bark.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Start your day with the morning jolt of Drake Toll.
See, now it's on demand. My podcast is kind of a radio thing, I think, but also it's a bit of a TV show, and it's about whatever I want it to be. It's listening live as it happened, when it happened, with the instant reaction.
Your home for talking sports.
We go back. The Drake Toll Show. Westwood One Sports Network. And there it will be. On demand. On your radio. Anywhere in the country. I'll see you there.
Westwood One Sports Talk. Your home for Drake Toll. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.